Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Joe McGee Ministries Tips for Living, the Christian Life. Common sense stuff every kid needs to know by the leave home. I've got a statement I make every time. By age 18, it would be really good that you'd be able to do these things before you leave home. So, today we're going to talk about shopping as skill. There's a skill to learn how to shop. Because, man, you go in a store, they're wanting you to buy everything in that store. Well, I didn't come to buy everything in your store. I came to buy just a certain few items. And that's why every time you go into a grocery store, you notice the fresh food is on the outside. The non-fresh food's in the middle. All the stuff in the middle is full of processed stuff, preservatives. It's really not the good stuff. The healthiest food is always on the outside aisle of every grocery store. That's where it's refrigerated. That's where it's fresh. That's the fresh fruit, the fresh vegetables, the fresh meat. The outside aisle that is refrigerated, that's where the good food is. So kind of keep that in mind when you're going shopping. If you're spending a lot of time in the middle, you're probably not eating too good. So we call this shopping skills. So let's just jump into this. Number one, be able to shop for groceries alone and get good, healthy food for your money. So I'll tell the kids, you know, pay attention when going to a grocery store. Now, we would grocery shop every 2 weeks. We were a two-cart shopper. So we'd go in, take the kids with us. Man, you're all going in. You're going to see how this works. When you sit down at dinner, where'd that food come from? It came from this grocery store. It came from that aisle. It came from that section right there. You need to learn how to shop because everything's a little different. So number two, be able to estimate how much food you're going to need in order to waste too much money. Now, I love the big stores, and I've got cards, and I belong to one of them today. But you got to be very careful. I don't need 48 rolls of toilet paper. I don't need 12 pounds of hamburger meat. I don't care how good the price is. That's going to ruin. I'm not going to use all that. You be very careful when you go in the store. Have a list. I've always told people, you walk into a store, have a handwritten list, and stick to the list. Otherwise, you're going to come out of three times more food than you plan to buy. You're going to be broke eventually because you're overspending every time you go in a grocery store. You know, the first thing you go by, I love my grocery store. First thing you go by when you go in, you go by the donut section. And it's fresh, man. Then you're going to go by the big coffee place. Get you a good hot cup of $5 coffee. Get you a couple of these $2 donuts and have yourself a great day. Well, you've already dropped $10. You've not even started shopping yet, you know. So you got to watch what you're going for when you go in. You need to do this. You need to be able to read ingredient labels and not be distracted or misled by package claims. You got to learn how to read a label. And so I've told my kids, pick up a can of green beans, a can of pork and beans, a can of roasted stuff. Pick up an ounce or a package of hamburger meat. How much meat's in this? Look at the fat content. Is this 90%? Is it 85%? Is it 7% meat and 30% fat? And I tell people, you know, listen, fat tastes good. God loves fat, the fat that was burning on the altar. But, you know, he said, why is this meat so cheaper? Well, it's mostly fat. That's why it's cheaper. And so know how to shop, know how to buy, know what it is you're looking for. So learn to read the labels. So I tell every kid, man, I've done it many a time. We get home from grocery shopping. I set a half a dozen cans down on the table. Okay, guys, here's what we have here. We have some beets. We have some tomatoes. We're going to make some tomato soup. I got the tomatoes there. How much is it? What's the ounces in this can? What's the price of this can? What's the salt content of this can? Often they realize, whoa, man, that's 32% salt. Yeah, it's got a lot of salt in it. That's not healthy. So you got to learn how to shop. Do you want salt? Do you want salt-free? You know, you want to do it yourself. There's some things to think about when you go in a grocery store. You need to know how to choose the best and freshest fruits, vegetables, and meats, and the dairy items. And I tell people, you know how to do that? Again, it's going to be on the outside wall. Everything that's fresh in your grocery store is on the outside wall. Everything in the middle, not fresh. It's just not. That's why it's in there. Know the various cuts of meat and why their prices can differ so dramatically. Say, man, why is that hamburger meat so cheap? I said, well, there could be several reasons, but number one, it's going to be the fat content. You know, if you're going to get a hamburger, you get the hamburger, and it's 30% fat, you can get another package of hamburger meat right next to it, a little bit richer color, and it's only 10% fat, 90% meat. Well, that's going to make a better hamburger, I'll be honest with you. It may not taste quite like you thought because you used to chew on the fat, which doesn't taste good, but you need to know when you shop, there's a reason for the varying price differences. You got to be able to tell that when you go in there. Know which food you should buy fresh and which food you should buy frozen. And so I remember I grew up in a part of the country where we had watermelon, just incredible amounts of watermelon. Watermelon cantaloupe. There's flat land, Boot Hill, Missouri. Boy, you can find it big time everywhere. They had some peach orchards outside of town. So peaches were cheap. Watermelon was cheap. I mean, we used to buy for a dollar, you could go down and you could buy a core. They would take the center out of a watermelon out, no seeds, just the absolute pure watermelon. And they'd sell that for a dollar on the side of the road. And people would go by all day long and do that. And so you got to know what the prices are and why it's a certain way. Certain things I'd buy frozen because, you know, I love strawberries. But strawberries only come in a certain time in the summer. And once they're gone, there are no more strawberries. You go in your grocery store, oh, there's strawberries everywhere. Why? It's strawberry season. They're coming in right now. They're real cheap. You can buy a lot of them. Be a good time to buy a bunch of them and clean them up and cut them up and put them in a bag and put them in the freezer. And then you can have them at Christmas time. You can have some strawberry shortcake for your Christmas meal. But not if you don't have fresh strawberries, because then you're going to get the things that come from not the vine, but it's just artificial stuff almost. It's not as good. So know how to shop. What are you looking for? How are you going to do that? Every season it's going to vary. So know when the fruit season, when's the vegetable season, when's the watermelon season, and you need to buy appropriately and how to do that. Know how to use coupons to save money. Now don't get crazy with coupons. People waste more time cutting up coupons. Not everything's a good deal. Because I know used to, you think, well, coupons. Well, my grocery store didn't have any coupons in the paper today, but this other one did. So I'm in two different grocery stores trying to save, you know, 3 cents on a can of pork and beans, maybe. But it's not worth it. So know how to use coupons, when they're important and when they're not. And sometimes they're great, man. You just pay attention and know how to do that. Understand unit pricing so you can shop by comparing products. What is that? So I go back to the, I remember this one thing we were buying one time. By the can. I said, well, they were really running a sale. So I looked at it, and it was a bigger can of the same stuff, and it was cheaper, but per unit. And so I'm having to look, how much is it per ounce? What is it per ounce? Well, it's a bigger can. It got an extra 8 ounces. Yeah, but is it cheaper for those extra 8 ounces? Well, it was, because I'm looking at the unit. So how many ounces are in this thing? How much is it total? And I always keep a little calculator in my pocket when I went to the grocery store so I could run the numbers real quick and know when you're getting something and when you're not getting something. Again, you understand the unit pricing so you compare prices. Next, have the confidence to go shopping for clothes without anybody with you. It's best to buy clothes without anybody with you. Because you'll get influenced by your friends, by your family. Ooh, that looks good on you. Ooh, that color looks good on you. No. You need to know how to shop by yourself. And don't get caught up in whatever the latest fad is. Know how to buy at the right time. Be able to combine colors and patterns in such a way you don't look like you're nuts. You know, some people go out in public and color, especially men. Ladies, most men are kind of pretty much colorblind. They'll wear a green shirt and a blue pair of pants and a pink tie. And they don't have a clue. They just want to get dressed. And so, ladies, you got to help them because you have the gift. You got that eye for colors and styles and so forth. So when you go shopping, go by yourself and just think about it. You're going to buy a shirt and a pair of pants, hold them up together. You're going to buy a tie, hold it up next to that suit you're buying. Will that work with this suit? No, probably not. And I've done that before. Great tie, beautiful tie, expensive tie. It did not match the nice suit I just bought. And I thought, I need to learn how to color coordinate. So ask somebody, and they'll be able to help you. There'll be somebody in the store that can, hey, that looks good on you. And no, don't do that right there. Know how to choose outerwear that accomplishes its purpose. You know, wintertime would come, and we moved to a part of the country where the winters were really cold. So I wanted a good jacket, and so they had great farm stores where I live right now. And, man, they make the best coats because farmers work out with the cattle and the cold weather. And, man, it's a lightweight coat, but it keeps you really warm. It's waterproof. It's not some fancy coat at the fancy department store. So I would buy almost all my coats in the wintertime from the farm store. Now, they look nice. I mean, I look like a rich farmer. And I'd wear it when I fly on planes. And what is it? Well, that's some old Carhartt. I buy that. They're expensive, but they last long. They're waterproof, very comfortable. They make it so you can reach your shoulders across one another, and you're not really tight. So learn how to shop for something. When you buy a coat, you're trying to stay warm, not impress your neighbors. So know how to do that. Know how to buy shoes that suit your activities and fit well instead of those that are in style. I typically, listen, you go to a shoe store, get measured every time. What shoe size you have? Well, I'm a size 12. Well, no, I'm not. I'm about a 13 and a half because my feet have swollen up and got further sideways than forwards and backwards. I want to be comfortable. Can you imagine buying a nice expensive pair of shoes and they're too tight or they're too narrow or they're too long? When you buy something, number one, are those comfortable? I don't care what they look like. Are they comfortable? No, then you don't want to wear them. Be up to date. Update your wardrobe inexpensively. Keep your clothes simple, guys. Just keep it simple. Update only your accessories. I'll do something that's a different kind of tire or whatever. But my clothes, I want to keep it simple. I don't want to stand out like a sore thumb at a circus somewhere. Be comfortable in returning items for a store for replacement. And boy, people don't like this. Now it happens every time at Christmas time. You go to any big store, Walmart, you go down there after Christmas. Man, the line at the return thing is just forever. People either got something they didn't want, it didn't fit, it was the wrong size, they'd rather had something else, and so they'll exchange it. And, of course, they've got the receipt in it, and that's why when you buy gifts, always put the receipt in there. Not trying to impress anybody, but, hey, if you have to exchange this is what you're going to need. So when you do that, you got to be real comfortable, be real patient, don't get mad, don't lose your temper, and you need to know how to exchange something. And so did he not like it? No, I want something different. Know how to research major purchases before we go shopping for them. What, a TV set, a washer, a dryer, a big air conditioning unit. What's the going rate? Which one lasts the best? Why do you want to pay an extra $500 for this TV when that one works just as good? Well, I want it to be bigger. Well, you got to pay more to get bigger. And do you think, is the color any different? So go out of shop. What are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for this size TV. I'm looking for this size dryer. I want the industrial age washer because we watched all those kids. It's got to last a long time. So I want the best one that gets the best rating. And, of course, they're all Consumer Reports. You can buy that magazine every month. What's the best washer, the best dryer, the best car? Gets the best mileage. So do some research before you go buying anything. Know how to select electronic equipment that meets your needs, does not exceed them. I'm not having a rock concert. I just want someone to play good music outside. So I talk to people. Well, what's the range? How long is this thing going to last? Is the speaker going to bust? Will it make it outside? I mean, I got to have outside units because we had a swimming pool in the backyard. I want to play music, but I don't want to offend anybody. But I want to make sure the speaker's going to last. You got to do this. This is an external speaker, not an internal. It will last a long time for you. So know how to ask the right questions. Understand how the extended warranties work and when you need them and when you don't. I don't always need an extended warranty. I remember a time I buy a car, even a used car, and you go to a dealership, they make more money on those extended warranties than they do on the car. And so you can get the extended warranty for an extra $185 a month. I thought, well, no, I'm pretty sure on this car because I had a car dealer, mechanic that I used for years because when all my kids were in college, I bought used BMWs. And people were always astounded, man, how rich are you? No, these are cheap cars because millionaires buy BMWs and they don't like them when they get older. And so I'd always look for a BMW. This guy raced cars and he raced BMWs. So I saw a shop one time and I dropped by and he had an old one out back in the kind of like a just big old cornfield. I said, is there something wrong with that car? I said, no, somebody traded it in. He thought the engine was bad. And he said, but it wasn't a big deal. And so we spent $100 and fixed it. Well, it was a four-door. So I realized something. I could buy a four-door BMW that had at least 200,000 miles on it. The insurance was real cheap because the car's not that expensive, and maybe some of the button push things don't work, but it's a safe car. It had a great crash test rating, and I do that because my kids are going to be driving to college. And so I learned how to shop for cars. And people thought we were rich. No, this is one of the cheapest cars you can imagine. Big mileage, four doors, it's just cheaper. So when your teenagers drive and they want those cool cars with two doors, nah, make those four-door things. Insurance is going to be cheaper. Car payment's going to be cheaper. So know how to shop for something when you're going after it. I like this. Know how and when, where to save money. when buying used products, including clothing. Now I have an uncle that is a billionaire, not a millionaire, a billionaire. Great family member. I see him maybe once a year. And believe it or not, my billionaire uncle buys all of his clothes at the Salvation Army. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not lying. He buys all of his clothes at the Salvation Army. He drives a Chevrolet Impala. It's an old car, but he keeps it well crooked. Now, he lives in a massive home. He likes his house. You know, it's worth a lot of money. He makes good money. He lives a simple life. But you go to his closet, they're nice. There's nice clothes, but he buys them off the Salvation Army. And the car, you want to drive a nice car? No, I like my Impala. Big car. I like the way it sits. I like the way it drives. And so he's a man. He's just quirky. No, he's got a lot of money, and he knows how to get a lot of money. He doesn't waste money. I remember for years I studied millionaires, you know, when I was teaching high school students. And so most millionaires, if you notice about them, they don't ever pay more. They don't ever pay more than $40 for some kind of haircut. They just don't do it. They don't. They buy used homes. They don't buy new homes. They buy older homes, mostly repo homes. And it's funny how millionaires have their money. They're not trying to impress anybody. They're just trying to live a nice life. And so cars are not important to them. Clothes are not important to them. Making money is. Leaving money behind to the children and grandchildren are important to them. So they think different. So you got to get around people that have money to understand how they think and why they think that way. Be able to decline offers from salesmen. You got to learn how to say no, because salesmen are good. They're anointed to do what they do. You ever notice every car dealership on TV? They're yelling at you, "Hey, come on down to Billy Bob Chevrolet today and Billy Bob Ford. We're going to call you right now." And they're talking real fast. Like, "I'm sorry, what did he say?" And they're save $8,000. "Well, how much is the car?" "Save $12,000. "Well, how much is the car?" They never get to how much the car is. They're yelling and they're telling you how much you're going to save. It's like, what are you doing? Trying to lure them in. So if I'm buying something, don't yell at me. Don't talk to me. I know what I'm looking for when I got to the lot. Please let me just walk around and look. Otherwise, I'm going to go to another car lot, you know. So know how to shop for something and not be taken to the cleaners by somebody. And I like this lesson. Be familiar with shopping districts in your town and you explore the areas that make sense for your budget. Every city's got one. My hometown in Chattanooga, the old shopping district downtown. People went out to shopping centers and everybody moved out in the big flight thing. Nobody goes downtown. Well, they changed downtown. It's a nice yuppie center with little restaurants and so forth. Well, they've got a shopping district on the southern end of town. All the big warehouses and the big factories have been closed for years. They came and reopened them with shops and clothes and things and electronics. And it's really inexpensive. And so all of a sudden you realize, man, you want to buy something good, go downtown. It's really, oh yeah, go down there. Got great parking, got great restaurants. You can get you something good to eat. You can do some shopping. And they got great prices. You need to know the places in your town that got the best stuff for the best price. And just don't get taken to the cleaners. Now, God, give us wisdom in our shopping and our buying. I declare, Father, we got the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. And everywhere we go, you've gone there in front of us, so Father. We're going to be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to wrath, Father. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.